This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, Shattuck, S-H-A-T-T-U-C-K, date of birth 9/15/1953. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Shattuck with stage 3A to B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and anemia. Her last visit was October 20th of 2025. She is continuing to gain weight. She's gained 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and she's not pleased about that. She was restarted on her Topamax, 50 milligram twice a day. In the past, that has helped her lose some weight. So far, it hasn't helped her lose weight, but it has slowed her weight gain. She is not using the 24-hour glucose monitor anymore because the insurance would not cover it anymore. She wasn't a candidate because she does not have diabetes, even though she does have quite symptomatic hypoglycemia. She does feel quite a bit better, though, at this time, even though she's not using not on the specific diet she used to be on. And she doesn't believe that she's having low blood sugar at this time. And no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain or palpitations. No edema. Medications. I want to highlight low-dose lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram daily. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 136 pounds. Pulse is 60. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and no peripheral edema. Labs, she did have lab studies done today, April 20th, 2026. Creatinine stable at 1.30. Estimated GFR is 44. Calcium 8.5, sodium 141, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 25, albumin 3.5, phosphorus 4.4. Her hemoglobin is 9.5 with a hematocrit of 30.7. Normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We have asked the patient to have renal chemistries checked and CBCs every 3 months. 2, anemia. She has low enough hemoglobin to treat the anemia, but hematocrit needs to be less than 30, and it is 30.7. So from a renal standpoint, we cannot treat with either iron or Epogen at this time, but we will continue to monitor the levels. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.